I'm Tim Burke for the Big Rapids Radio Network. Here's the news for Friday evening, May 12th, 2017. Two children are safe after being reported missing in Morton Township earlier today. The 3- and 5-year-old walked down a trail near their residence and were missing for about 45 minutes before police were notified. The Mecosta County Sheriff's Office, Canadian Lakes Security and Mobile Watch, and the Big Rapids Township Fire Department were utilized in the subsequent search. The children were located about a half mile away from their home and, other than being scared, were uninjured. A grassroots organization wants to do away with gerrymandering in Michigan. Count My Vote says since the Michigan Constitution says all political power is inherent in the people, gerrymandering should be done away with since it allows politicians to pick their voters rather than the other way around. Gerrymandering is generally defined as the manipulation of district lines by politicians to help gain a political party more power or influence. The group hopes to put the question of a constitutional amendment banning the practice on the 2018 ballot. The Michigan State Police Cadillac Post has a new commander. First Lieutenant Frank Keck has been appointed to the post following the retirement of longtime commander David Street. Keck is a Kalkaska native and has been with the MSP since 1995. He will oversee police operations in Wexford, Manistee, Benzie, Leelanau, and Grand Traverse counties. A former Greenville public safety official is contemplating his own trial following the conviction of his former wife. Steve Gove has the details.
The ex-wife of former Greenville DPS Director Mark Reese has been found guilty of healthcare fraud. Reese, along with his ex-wife Christine, were both charged with healthcare fraud after allegations surfaced that Christine illegally remained on Mark's health insurance plan with the city of Greenville with Mark's knowledge after the couple's divorce in 2014. The amount of fraud alleged is between $113,000 and $130,000. Christine was found guilty on Thursday of healthcare fraud false claim, healthcare fraud concealing information, and healthcare fraud false statement. She's scheduled to be sentenced next month. Meanwhile, her ex-husband is scheduled for trial in June. From the News Update Desk, I'm Steve Gove reporting.
A Michigan congressman is adding his name to those calling for an independent commission to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 election. Republican Representative Justin Amash of Grand Rapids says his staff was studying the Protecting Our Democracy Act when President Trump announced the firing of former FBI Director James Comey. Amash calls parts of Trump's letter firing Comey bizarre. He joins more than 190 House members who support the move. A former Michigan congressman is being considered to head the FBI. Bloomberg reports Mike Rogers is in the running to replace former director James Comey. Rogers, who retired in 2015, represented Michigan's 8th District, which covers Ingham, Livingston, and part of Oakland counties. Supporters of the Financial Choice Act in Congress say it creates opportunity for investors, consumers, and entrepreneurs. But local merchants say it would allow banks to increase the fees they charge every time a customer uses a credit or debit card. Fazel Bouyan, who owns 3 7-Eleven franchise stores, says the act concerns him and many other merchants.
It is a bad choice for all the small business owners because an average small business owner like me, I'm going to have to pay $70 to $100 more per year from my pocket if this law repeals.
Bouyan says as far as he can tell, the big banks that would benefit from repealing the Dodd-Frank law aren't hurting, but for small business owners, it's a different story. Residents will start seeing improvements to Library Park soon. The Friends of the Big Rapids Community Library and the Library Board presented their master plan for the park to the City Park and Recreation Board on Thursday. The plan calls for a wide-ranging makeover, including areas dedicated to outdoor reading and movies, vegetable gardens, a pollinator garden, and a 20-space parking lot. The entire project is estimated to cost around $290,000, but it's doable, says Parks and Recreation Director Heather Bowman.
It's quite a large project, but that doesn't mean it's impossible through grants and fundraising and taking the whole project into phases.
The plan was approved by the Big Rapids Park and Recreation Board, and Bowman says she expects work to get underway as soon as this weekend. That's the news for Friday evening, May 12th, 2017. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke.